thoughts from Vision's Daily Devotion, The Word for Today.
From Ezekiel 37:9, thus says the Lord God, come from the four winds, O breath, and breathe upon these slain that they may live. In the Garden of Eden, Adam was perfectly formed, but he had no life. He had it all together, but he wasn't going anywhere until God's Spirit breathed into him. Then he started walking with God, taking initiative and fulfilling his purpose in life. You say, I need what God breathed into Adam that day. And you can have it. Think about Ezekiel's valley of dry bones. Come from the four winds, O breath, and breathe upon these slain that they may live. So I prophesied as he commanded me, and the breath came into them and they lived. This is a prophecy for those who are dead and are in disarray. If that describes your life right now, here's good news. When God breathed into those bones, they came to life, stood up, and became a force to be reckoned with. Notice that the Spirit of God came from the four winds, or the four corners of the earth. That means there's no place where His Spirit can't reach you if you're available to Him. Notice also that when the Spirit of God came to Ezekiel's valley, broken things were mended and dead things brought back to life. And God wants to do the same for you. In addition, a shaking took place. Before God uses you, He rattles your comfort zone and your set in concrete ideas. Your past is no problem for Him, because His eyes are on your future. So come into His presence and pray, breathe on me, breath of God. Fill me with life anew, that I may love what thou dost love and do what thou wouldst do. When He does, you'll never be the same. That's a prayer for the breath of God from Vision's The Word for Today.
The Word for Today, Australia's most widely read daily devotion. Read it, share it, or subscribe. Free at vision.org.au. Just another way Vision connects faith to your life.